Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 12, we finished verses 1 through 4. Let's listen as we continue with verses 5 through 13 today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible says.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready as we go to Hebrews chapter 12, and we'll begin with verse 5 today, and we'll spend the next several days here in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. And I hope that you will have pencil and paper ready, as well as a good King James Bible to follow along with us as we study this great book of the Bible, verse by verse. And I trust that God will use it to edify and build you up in the precious faith of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, you know that I often ask you to write us, either send a postcard, a letter, or an email, and let us hear from you. And I have one listener from the area near Honduras who wrote us, as a matter of fact, in Rotan, Honduras, who emailed us this note. It says, "This note is coming out of my heart this morning because the Lord clearly moved me to write. I am sitting at my table translating a message and listening to Lamp and Light Radio in the background as I work." And of course, he obviously is a missionary, and he's translating English into Spanish, or whatever it is they speak in Honduras. He says, "As I work, the Lord continues to convict me to write you and tell you something. And that something is this. I love and respect you and the folks at Central Baptist Church very, very much. I love your stand for the fundamentals of the faith. I love your love for the Word of God and for the gospel of His Son. I love how you put your faith in action. I love how you have established and maintained godly and reverent worship standards. And I love how you do not compromise what is right to do that which is popular or expedient." Well, I appreciate a great note like that, especially when you think that perhaps there's a missionary on the field somewhere, and they want to hear an English voice from time to time as they're speaking the truth of God and teaching the Word, and hopefully that's an encouragement to him. And we don't ask that you necessarily write a letter that nice to us. We're not looking for niceness and pats on the back, but we do want to know that you're hearing us where you are, and we want to know if the ministry is an encouragement to you. And we also like to get your Bible questions, and I'll soon be having a Bible question and answer series for about a week or two on the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. And I trust that as you listen to me answer some of the questions that people have asked, they may be some of the questions that you ask. And those are people that have asked me the questions, and I've emailed them back answers. And I trust that as you either email me or write a regular letter, that I can answer your questions as well. So write us, and our announcer, every day our announcer will give you our physical address at which you may write us a letter or a postcard, or our website through which you may email me. All right, we're in Hebrews chapter 12, and the last time we finished with verse 4. Now today we begin verses 5 through 11. Now we not only see encouragement for the race in verses 1 through 4, now we see enduring the discipline. Enduring the discipline, verses 5 through 11. Now, the first thing I want you to see is that God deals with His children, and we see that in verses 5 through 8. Please follow along as I read them. And Hebrews 12, verse 5 says, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Now we'll stop with the reading of those three verses. And as we go back and we look at verse 5, we see there about forgetting the exhortation of not despising the chastening of the Lord or fainting when you're rebuked of him. Now it's interesting to me that the Greek word for children in verse 5 speaketh unto you as unto children, and then he follows with my son. Well, it's the same Greek word for children and son. Only one is plural and the other singular. So this is telling us that God is now addressing his male children. He's talking to the men and the head of homes. You can't blame the wife if she has let down the standards of the home. You see, you may overrule and enforce those standards is the idea. Especially when it's the Word of God and His instructions and manners that are being defied. Then, fathers, heads of home, God holds you responsible. Verse 5 actually quotes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. There we read, "My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." Well, when you read verse 5, you can see then how the Hebrew Christians to which this letter was addressed would see the connection with the book of Proverbs. The word chastening does not have the idea of punishment, as it does the idea of God is exhorting the believers to take these various persecutions as being allowed by God in order to curb the appetite of the flesh. Eliminating evil in life in order to accentuate the good. And I believe verse 6 bears this out. "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." Now this is letting us know God's chastening is not for the purpose of beating us down. Rather, it's for the purpose of helping us to grow up in Jesus Christ. Now, I believe weightlifters know that as they get into it. That is, the regimen of lifting weights, and they lift heavier weights. And it breaks down things in order to allow the body to develop and grow stronger. Well, the chastening of the Lord breaks down the flesh in order that we might grow stronger in spirit. So we do have a responsibility in this manner. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says it this way, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Now notice, this is an exhortation from God in verse 5. He's calling his children to his side. That's what the idea of the word exhortation means. It is a call to exhort them to virtue and right. Now, my friend, God does not flog us in blind rage, but he measures the weight of each stroke. His desire is that he corrects us and makes us better. It's not just to satisfy an angry spirit. Although God is angry with the wicked every day, his chastening upon the people of God is to correct them and draw them into righteousness. Ours is to seek why this is happening and accept it sensibly as the Lord's dealings with us. And my friend, He cares and He loves. Therefore, He deals with us personally. Now, we have in our text, verses 5 through 7, three ways to respond to the Lord's chastening and scourging. Verse 5 mentions, despise it. Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord. Well, that's one way that many people respond. They despise the chastening of the Lord. Now, we're told not to despise it. And then he added in verse 5, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. So, another response is faint. Other words, quit. Quitters. One thing about quitters, they enter heaven, if they're saved, empty-handed. They quit. They didn't trust God. Through it all, they didn't trust God. Now, a third way we're told to respond to the Lord's chastening and scourging is seen in verse 7. And that is to endure it. And that is God's way for us. That is God's will for us, is to endure it. And endure it how? By the grace of God. You still lean on Him, even during the times of trial and chastening. Now, understand that verse 6, it says there, once again, whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth. The word scourgeth means to flog with a whip. But don't miss how verse 6 ends. To flog with a whip, what? Every son whom he receiveth. The idea of receive is to embrace with favor. Now, we may love our neighbor's children, but we don't love them like we love our own children. Yet, we don't spank the neighbor's children, we spank our own children. Well, God speaks to His children, and He spanks His children. Now, I know modern psychology, and even a lot of so-called Christian psychology, thinks, well, that's just wrong in the day and the era in which we live. And I've never really fully understood that. They've worked hard since Freud and Spock to try to eliminate this spanking. And so instead of having our greatest problems in school of being people not raising their hands to talk or getting permission to leave their seat or chewing gum, now it's teachers getting beat up, getting shot, it's drugs everywhere. And somehow that's improved us. It's a generation that's grown up that way, and now they can't keep a marriage, they can't keep a home, and there's just one thing to another. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Sands of the hills may tumble, it will firm me stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.